بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. As you see in the beginning of Surah Yusuf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, نحن نقص عليك أحسن القصص. We relate unto you the best of stories. Some people understand that this verse indicates that the story of Yusuf is the best story in the Noble Quran. Is this the case? No. This is incorrect. Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah mentioned that the story of Musa alayhi salam and what it involved from calamities and the jihad of Fir'aun and his people is much better than the story of Yusuf. And that's why he said that the story of Musa was repeated, and also the story of Hud, the story of Ibrahim, and the story of Adam alayhim salam. However, the story of Yusuf was mentioned only once. So how do we understand therefore the verse that was recited earlier? Scholars said that this could be carried on one of two meanings, or on two meanings. First, that what is intended by ahsan al-qasas, best of stories, meaning all the stories of the Quran. So the ayah would mean, we narrate to you in this Quran the best stories. Is this clear? Is this first one understood? This is the first one. Right. The second is that what is intended is that the story of Yusuf is the best in its situation. Meaning, if someone asks the question, what is the best story concerning the fitna by woman, and the what is the best in terms of jihad in nafs, the struggle against oneself? The answer would be, ahsanu qissa, the best story is the story of Yusuf. And if someone asks the question, what is the best story regarding the jihad against the idols and perseverance on the tests by the people of idols and forbearing the punishment and migration and leaving the homelands, it would be said, the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam, and so on. Is that clear, inshallah? The second benefit concerning the story of Yusuf, that some of the people of knowledge had mentioned, that Allah cleared Yusuf from the accusation of al-fahisha, accusation of sexual assault, by 6 types of witnesses. First, the witness of Yusuf to himself or for himself. And this is in the saying of Yusuf in the surah 12:33. وَإِلَّا تَصْرِفْ عَنِّي كَيْدَهُنْ أَصْبُ إِلَيْهِنَّ وَأَكُمْ مِنَ الْجَاهِلِينَ. He said, "Oh my Lord, prison is more to me liking than that to which they invite me. Unless you turn away their plot from me, I will feel inclined towards them." Here. "I will feel inclined, unless you turn their plot from me, I will feel inclined towards them and be one of those who commit sin and deserve blame for those who do deeds of the ignorance." This is the first witnessing. Yusuf for himself. The second, Imra'atul Aziz, the wife of the Aziz of Egypt. She said about herself in the same surah 12:51, "أنا راوتته عن نفسه." أنا راوتته عن نفسه. Now the king said to the woman, "What was your affair when you did seek to seduce Yusuf?" The woman said, "Allah forbid, no evil know we against him." The wife of the Aziz said, "Now the truth is manifest to all. It was I who sought to seduce him, and he is surely of the truthful." Now the truth is manifest to all, she said. It was I who sought to seduce him. Is this also clear? This is the second one. The second account of witnessing. The third, the account of the woman, An-Niswa, in Yusuf 12:51. مَا عَلِمْنَا عَلَيْهِ مِنْ سُوءٍ. مَا عَلِمْنَا عَلَيْهِ مِنْ سُوءٍ. The king said to the woman, "What was your affair when you did seek to produce yourself?" The woman said, "Allah forbid, no evil we knew against him." No evil we knew against him. Or no evil know we against him. Okay, no problem. Number four, the fourth one. The witness from her family. And this was in 12:26. وَشَهِدَ شَاهِدٌ مِّنْ أَهْلِهَا. وَشَهِدَ شَاهِدٌ مِّنْ أَهْلِهَا. And a witness of her household bore witness. And he affirmed that the truth was with Yusuf. Fifth, the husband of this wife. 12:29. يوسف أعرض عن هذا واستغفري لذنبك إنك كنت من الخاطئين. O Yusuf, turn away from this. O woman, ask forgiveness for your sin. Verily, you were of the sinful. Verily, you were of the sinful. And number six, the best witness. And that is, the best witnessing is that the witness of Allah subhanahu azza wa jal. Allah, the most mighty, most majestic. وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ شَهِيدًا. Sufficient. Allah is as a witness. He in Surah Yusuf 12:24, قال الله تعالى لنصرف عنه السوء والفحشاء إنه من عبادنا المخلصين. Thus it was that we might turn away from him evil and illegal sexual intercourse. Surely he was one of our chosen guided slaves. Next point for benefit. In the verse 12:42, في قوله تعالى وقال للذي ظن أنه ناج منهما اذكرني عند ربك فأنساه الشيطان ذكر ربه. And he said to the one whom he knew to be saved, mention me to your Lord. But Shaitan made him forget to mention it to his Lord. There is here an element of understanding or misunderstanding which Ibn Kathir rahimahullah pointed to. He said that the subject of him here, Shaitan made him forget. Made him forget. That some of the people of tafsir, and they were few, they mentioned that what is intended is Yusuf alayhi salam. And he said the correct from the context of the verses is that this is referred to Sahib al-Sijn, the companion in the jail, or Saqi al-Malik, one who served the king, not Yusuf alayhi salam. The next point of benefit: are the brothers of Yusuf prophets or not? Next benefit. Some people of knowledge went to the opinion that they are prophets, and they cited the following verse as an indication for that. They cited in Surah Al-Baqarah 2:136 the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, قُولُوا آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْنَا وَمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْمَعِيلَ وَإِسْحَاقَ وَيَعْقُوبَ وَالْأَصْبَاطِ. Say, O Muslims, we believe in Allah and that which has been sent down to us, and that which has been sent down to Ibrahim, Abraham, Ismail, Ismail, Ishaq, Yaqub, and to Al-Asbat, and that which has been given to Musa and Isa, and that which has been given to the prophets from their Lord. We make no distinction between any of them, and to him, Allah, we have submitted. They said that this is indication that they were associated with the prophets, and that Allah made it explicit that he had sent down on them, meaning revelation. The correct opinion that they are not prophets, and the evidences for that are as follows. First, in origin, they are not, because prophethood requires dalil, evidence. Second, the saying of some of the scholars that they are the ones intended when in this verse, Al-Asbat, is incorrect. Because Al-Asbat were the ones at the time of Musa alayhi salam, as Allah mentioned in Surah Al-A'raf 7:160, وَقَطَّعْنَاهُمْ اثْنَتَيْ عَشَرَةَ أَصْبَاطًا أُمَمًا. And we divided them into 12 Asbat tribes as distinct nations. And so accordingly the saying of Allah here, we believe in Allah. Say, we believe in Allah in 2:136. The ayah, the verse, does not relate them, meaning the brothers of Yusuf, to be from the prophets. Third, the appearance of the Quran and what Allah informed about them in the Quran does not indicate their prophethood. Fourth, it is reported in Sahih Muslim that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when describing Yusuf alayhi salam, he said about him, Al-Kareem, Ibn al-Kareem, Ibn al-Kareem, Ibn al-Kareem, Yusuf bin Yaqub bin Ishaq bin Ibrahim, the honorable, the son of the honorable, the son of the honorable, the son of the honorable, Yusuf, son of Yaqub, son of Ishaq, son of Ibrahim. Had his brothers been prophets, they would have shared in this honor. This indicates that he, Yusuf, was distinguished in this quality, not his brothers. The fifth, the deeds that they did, the actions they had done, does not fit the righteous, not to mention that it fits the prophet or prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The sixth evidence, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told that the people of Egypt did not receive a prophet before Musa, as Allah mentioned about Musa addressing the people of Egypt in Surah Ghafir, verse 34. وَلَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ يُوسُفُ مِنْ قَبْلُ بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ وَلَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ يُوسُفُ مِنْ قَبْلُ بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ And indeed, Yusuf did come to you in times gone with clear signs. Had the brothers of Yusuf been prophets, Musa alayhi salam would have included them in this saying. And there is a position for Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah on this, that they are not prophets as established by the correct opinion supported by the apparent of these texts. Wallahu ta'ala a'la wa a'lam. Next benefit. At the end of Surah Yusuf, and after his brothers took his shirt to their father, and his sight was returned to him, it mentions that they traveled with their father and entered upon Yusuf alayhi salam, until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in the verse 100 in the surah, وَرَفَعَ أَبَوَيْهِ عَلَى الْعَرْشِ وَخَرُّوا لَهُ سُجَّدًا And he raised his parents to the throne and they fell down before him prostrate. Some people of knowledge had mentioned that this prostration stated in this verse is inclination, but not the sujood, meaning going down to the ground, all the way down to the ground. But the correct position is that they made the prostration complete and real prostration. And what supports this are three matters. First, the apparent of the text, and therefore the prostration in this is to be carried on the apparent, the real prostration. Second, in Allah's saying, وَخَرُّوا لَهُ سُجَّدًا And they fell down before him prostrate. The term خُرُور is only from upright down. Third, that this matter was permissible in their sharia, in their legislations. And that's why it came in the hadith when Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu anhu returned from the land of Syria, the land of greater Syria, Bilad al-Sham. When he returned, he prostrated. He fell in prostration to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. Before the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said صلى الله عليه وسلم to him, مَا هَذَا يَا مُعَاد? What is this, O Mu'adh? He said, Ya Rasulullah, O Messenger of Allah, I saw them prostrating to their kings, and you deserve it more. He, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, لو كنت آمرا أحدا أن يسجد لأحد, if I were to order someone to prostrate to someone, I would have ordered the wife to prostrate to her husband. But this of course can be only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This ends the points of benefit regarding Surah Yusuf alayhi salam. Wallahu ta'ala a'la wa a'lam, wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallama taslima kathira.